From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
Have you ever bitten your own tongue? Gosh, that's a drag. But think how much worse it could be if you were a venomous snake. You could bite your own tongue and envenomate yourself, couldn't you, if you were a poisonous snake? Nah, says Don Boyer, curator of herpetology at the San Diego Zoo. Snakes are typically immune to their own species' venom. A good thing, since courtship may involve the occasional love bite. And biting is key. Venom has to get into the tissues or bloodstream to be effective. Swallowed venom, harmlessly digested. In fact, venom glands are actually modified salivary glands. Once a snake bites its prey, the saliva-like venom starts destroying the prey's tissues, makes it easier to digest. As for snakes being bitten by other species, well, the effects vary. The California king snake, which isn't venomous itself, is immune to the venoms of most other North American snakes. That means it can eat them. Different snake species produce unique venom, so antivenom has to match the specific type of snake bite. Bottom line, next time you go to a tapas bar, don't order the snake. Actually, no, you can order the snake. Just don't bite your own tongue while eating, because as we all know, that'll smart.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.org.